Do you say please and actually mean it? I like to think that I say please often. I like to say please in most situations when I'm asking for something or using it as a way to request something. I think we all do, quite naturally. It's part of the way that many of us are raised. It's part of the way in which maybe society expects this from us. But I think when we dive a bit deeper, the word please can sometimes be used very simply, or maybe with a little less meaning, only as a pleasantry, only as a courtesy. And how often do we actually say it and mean it, as opposed to say it because we're supposed to say it? Or how often do we say it just to get what we want? Please can I have this? Please can I have another piece of cake? Please can I, you know, stay a bit longer? We use please as the preposition for the things that we personally want. I think it's important that we also recognize the power, but most importantly, the purpose of the word please. And I think it comes from, first and foremost, a place of respect. It's a human decency that says our time, our way, our point of view isn't more important than yours. Please is a way of me acknowledging that whatever I say next is with the utmost respect and consideration. And I think a lot of times we can forget that please is used as an option, or it's optional. And while we can easily recognize moments when it hasn't been said, we also can recognize moments when it's said without meaning, or said without that sense of courtesy, that sense of equality. And I'd like to offer and consider what it would be like to bring back the meaning to the word please, to re-empower the word please, so that it is not just the pleasantry or the preposition for the conversation to follow, but it is in fact the most important part that says, would it be okay to request this? Is it okay to connect on this? I appreciate and respect the time that you're giving to listen to this. And so please becomes a option and a choice for the other person to consider, rather than feel required. I remember when I was a kid, or when I'm around kids, and I've got a niece and a nephew, we always are taught, or we always teach children to say please more often. We'll say, hey, can I have some more cake? Our first response is to say please, almost as a way to remind them or program them on what they should say, but all too often maybe we forget on explaining why they should say it, or inspire them to remember why please is so powerful. Can I have some more cake? Say please, because it means that we both have a choice here. It means that it's something that is out of kindness and respect, but it's also something that is what I want, not what we want. I think the more that we can remember this, the more that we can remember why we say please, not just the value of saying it, then it becomes something that no longer becomes optional, but essential in the way that we act and interact with others. Especially in a world that moves so fast, to make time to appreciate that conversations, connections, relationships, requests that we have with other people are done together, done as a two parts, done as a give and a receive, done as a request and a response. And I think, yeah, this will relate to a lot of us, and it's not forgotten on a lot of us. It's not forgotten at all on a lot of people. But today, maybe it's just a nice, simple reminder or kind of reflection of actually how valuable it is to enter conversations respectfully and as a sign of decency. So let this be your practice today. To not just say please for anything and everything, but to remember and to recognize and to respect that your please is simply an option for a request, and it's just one side of any conversation. Let this be your good intention, and say please. And really mean it today.